The Left Show is not intended for youngsters. It's not intended for the sensitive. It's certainly not intended for right-wingers. Use your own discretion. Awful sweary.
And now...
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Again?
Rocking up my sleeve. Presto! No doubt about it. I gotta get another hat.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
You know who the best-looking person sitting up there was? Who was it with the cowboy hat?
No, J.M. Bell.
J.M. Bell. Mm-hmm. I don't know who that is.
He hosts a podcast.
Well, he was good-looking.
You pompous, stuck-up, snot-nosed, giant, twerp, scumbag, fuck-face, dickhead, asshole!
You're listening to the world's greatest political podcast, The Left Show. Joining me this week, JC.
Hello.
Taylor.
Hello.
I didn't mean to catch you.
You caught her mid-chew.
Ice cream. I'm eating ice cream, so it's quiet.
Oh, there you
That's
go.
A good quiet. That's a good quiet one.
We're also being joined this week by Della.
Della, they said hi to you. She went like this.
I'm sure we'll hear
She's
from her.
A sandwich.
Yep. That's a great idea.
Enjoy the sandwich.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you just tell her to shut up? No, she said shut. She whispered it like eyes bugged.
Nice.
That's all. Yeah.
Nice. So sandwich. I got a knock on my door yesterday. Answered it. There's this young bearded gentleman standing there with a clipboard, and I was worried I was going to have to point at my no soliciting sign emphatically. And he introduced himself as my state representative, Brett Garner.
Oh, yeah, Brett.
Yeah, that he guy. Had to take over for Karen Kwan when they bumped her up to the Senate.
Yep.
I had no idea that Karen Kwan was my state rep because of all the gerrymandering. I didn't know how I'd redistrict. How my redistricting had gone. So apparently I'm in District 31 now, and Brett Garner is my rep. And his clipboard was because he got appointed into the position. We had to fill out the petition so he'd show up on the ballot. But I'm giving a shout out to Brett because he said, "You're J.C. Carter, aren't you? I listen to The Left Show."
Yeah,
My Z list and my is double Z list celebrity ego went, "Oh, you do you?"
Yeah. No, I've known Brett since 2005.
Uh-huh.
He ran Pete Ashdown's campaign for Senate.
Okay.
Great guy. I've always been fond of him. And has kept up with state politics more than as The Left Show skewed federal. You know, there were still those people, you know, like Curtis, like Brett, like Political Bob, that, you know, have kept an eye on back home and that I rely on, with the exception of basically LGBTQ plus stuff, which I pay very close attention to let me know a heads up when there's skullduggery coming from the Republicans up on the Utah Hill. So,
yeah.
The fact that Brett got that, I mean... Karen Kwan is amazing, and her elevation is well deserved, and Brett's elevation is well deserved as well. I think he's going to do a good job up there. He's the, as far as I can tell, I think he's the only Democrat up there doing daily TikToks. It's here's what's going on today, this day in the legislature, here's some things I'm looking out for, that sort of thing. So he's using new technology to talk about issues and stuff, and so he is... As far as I'm concerned, very available and more available than some others. And I really respect him for putting himself out there like that. He's a really nice guy.
It's so rare to see the daily TikToks. I mean, we were seeing it from that House, the guy at the, House of Representatives in Washington. He was from North Carolina. Yeah. North Carolina. And he was giving us TikToks about his first 2 years as a congressman.
Yeah, he's still doing them. They're great. I look at them every day. So, and I'm not just saying that because he listens. I'm just saying that because I've always liked him. No. So it's been a week. It's been a couple of weeks, and I'll air somebody else's laundry for just a minute. And that's, you know, Tiffany's been a little sick. Not been feeling top of the weather. Mm-hmm. That's a radical understatement, but again, it's mm-hmm. her story to tell. So I haven't been pushing the fundraiser, as often or as hard as I promised to. I'm going to be more noise this week, and try and get my shit together, even though, the problems that Tiffany's having right now have not alleviated all that much. But yeah, if you want to know, I'm not going to record it. It's nobody's business but hers. Regardless, so if you pop over to theleftshow.com, right there underneath the hero banner, is the current ask for the fundraiser. You can click on that and go through. We are trying to build out a studio, not only for the shows, but to expand the level of help that we can give to people, especially on the left. Progressive causes, progressive groups, nonprofits that deserve to have the same level of care and attention for their communications as the more moneyed groups and corporations have. What I've done my whole career is gone out of my way to find people that need help that I can give, you know, and to do my best to give it and hit them where they can budget it. This has caused me decades of poverty, but it's what I do and it's what I'm going to keep doing. And I would like to find a way, and this is the way, to expand that and to allow Defend Media to help more people and to make more change and to assist causes that are near and dear to me. You know, it's what we do. So with that said, if you guys can help us out, I would deeply appreciate it. Very, very much. Go over to theleftshow.com. You can click on that and go straight through. If any of you, if you know of a business that's looking for a sponsorship opportunity, or you are a business that is looking for a sponsorship opportunity, you can go to theleftshow.com. Up at the top, it says advertise with us. I've got a full rate sheet and all that. I'm more than willing to talk to anybody, you know, about distribution, click-throughs, ROI, all that stuff. I don't publish it because it's mine, you know, but that's, and so that's just where we are is, if you guys can help out, that's great. If you can't, maybe amplify the signal a little bit.
Yeah.
Push it out. Everything helps.
Let everybody know. I would let everybody know that this is important to you, and you don't have to tell them whether you donated or not. Just tell them it's important to you and encourage them to donate.
Or, you know, you can tell them. You can tell them you get it. Neener, neener. Yep. How come you haven't? You know, how are they going to tell? So we got a little bit of news this week. Some of it I am pretty fucking mad about. Some of it I am just mad about. And then a few things I'm a little stunned and in a state of disbelief. Our first story this week is one that I should find surprising, startling, and worrying, but instead I'm like, yeah, pretty fucking typical for these snowflakes. Taylor Swift was blamed for the AT&T outage this week.
It's all her fault.
No, it's all her fault and Biden.
Yeah.
Yeah. So AT&T had a huge outage this week, affected millions of customers I believe on Thursday. It basically attacked iPhones, put them in SOS mode for hours.
Yeah.
Right. So,
and it was more than AT&T. Apparently a bunch of like T-Mobile and a few of the others got it as well. And I never noticed it affecting my iPhone, but if it did, it did.
Yeah. Anyway, so the outage happens and people went on the internet.
Like you do.
Hashtag no service. You just have to love all the people convinced this is part of some vast conspiracy against Republicans, even if you know Democrats are affected too. Nope. Has to be mean old Joe Biden's fault. Aliens, chemtrails, lizard people. Taylor Swift is a robot.
I just like, you know, it's they used to be able to just say thanks, Obama, and that was the end of it. Now it's oh, we have to blame so many people.
This one was one of my favorites. I just texted my dad and told him I heard Sean Hannity say that the AT&T outage is connected to Taylor Swift and George Soros, and he believes me.
They do.
Another good one was, someone talk to Taylor Swift about the AT&T outage. It'll be fixed within the next hour.
It really would, though. That was
that I believe. Yeah, I actually believe that.
That would have been very true.
As I said about the Super Bowl and the playoffs, never underestimate the love of a Swiftie to do what they can for that woman. So. You know there's got to be a Swift. You know there's got to be a Swiftie at AT&T to be like, oh yes, we're fixing this right now, Miss Swift. Yeah.
I think it was Comcast, and they're just like, "Where's your landline, buddies?"
Yeah, where's your landline now, bitch?
Oh, you know, said they're pointless.
I have one, sort of. I got the bundle for my internet, and it was cheaper than just getting internet at the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so there's a phone number attached to it. There's a phone plug in the back of the router. I've never used it. Never going to use it.
Yep.
You know, don't know why it's there. Don't know why the bundle's cheaper. But
it's interesting that they did that because, you know, I'm with CenturyLink, who is a landline phone company, and they stopped doing that. It used to be I had a phone number, and I had it written down at my desk so that when I needed to sign up for something, I'd put that phone number in knowing they were going to, you know, text and telemarket me.
I've done that.
So, yeah.
So Texas.
Makes sense.
It does. It does. It's like having a catch-all email.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But then they stopped doing it, but yet Comcast has got one. You know, Comcast picked it up. I'm like, are you just late to the party? What's going on here?
If you go to Comcast Mobile, those fuckers will discount the shit out of everything else they do. But I'm quite content with my current phone service, so I'm not going to do it. Okay, moving on to Texas. Texas, Texas, fucking Texas.
Oh, you know what? I just realized I had AT&T, and now it makes sense why my phone was so wonky the other day. Because I thought I was on Verizon, and I'm like, why is my phone being so stupid? Oh, my God. Nope. I just remembered Ben switched me and him over to AT&T because his work is paying for it.
Nice.
Well, now here's the new conspiracy theory. Taylor Swift was targeting you and just overcompensated.
The superior Taylor.
Fucking bitch. It's bad enough that we have to share her first name. And
exactly.
Her and Ben share the exact same birthday.
Yeah.
And now she's taking away my phone service?
There's just too many coincidences there. She can't handle it.
So is exactly. That it? Is that what's standing in the way of me and George Soros? Is Taylor's vendetta against the superior Taylor?
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
I'm going to go ahead and believe it. I'm going to type that up and put it on Twitter right now.
Yeah, there you go.
So Texas this week, a judge ruled that a Texas school district is legally allowed to discipline a black high school student because of his hair. Daryl George, 18-year-old junior at Barbers Hill High School in Mont Bellevue, I'm guessing. That's how you say it. Has been serving an in-school suspension from the school district since August 31st because he refuses to change his hair.
He's been suspended since the first of the school year.
Yeah, he's in detention. He's in on-site detention. I got one thing to say to you, Daryl George. Keep it up, pal. Absolutely. Yeah. Fuck those guys. You can wear your goddamn hair any goddamn way you want to. All I know is I was allowed to navigate the halls of Pleasant Grove High School with bangs that went down to the middle of my chest. With no fucking problem. And it was a problem. I couldn't see shit. I didn't know where the fuck I was going half the time.
When I was in junior high, me and my friend Aubrey were sent home for having blue hair.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Because we dyed it for the Korn concert, obviously.
Like you do.
Oh, and obviously. Now it's like all these kids have bright colored hair. And it's like, this isn't fair.
Mm-hmm. But I just want to point out.
Normal hair.
Yeah.
He's got long hair that he braids, and then he ties it all up in kind of a thing on the top of his head, so it doesn't hang down. Like they say, it can't hang down below your collar. Okay, that's what I would have done. I would have done a man bun. Absolutely.
His hair is completely normal.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So the judge.
I also want to point out the irony that he goes to Barbers Hill High School.
Nice.
That's fair.
So I want to point that out.
So yeah, the judge ruled in favor of the school district, saying that its hair length policy doesn't violate the state's Crown Act, which prohibits race-based hair discrimination and prohibits employers and schools from disciplining people because of the hair texture, protective hairstyles like braids, locks, or twists. The law, which went into effect September of 2023, doesn't mention anything about hair length. Because, of course, Texas fucked that up.
Yep.
Because, of course, they did. Anyway, I hope they countersue. I hope they win a shitload of money for this kid. You know, it's obscene. It's so blatantly racist.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Ugh.
That they should just say, like, hey, this is racist and we're going to do it because we're Texas.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, on, we're doing it's everything on, else.
It's Texas. It's on brand. Come on. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, hanging out in the South some more. Alabama. Yeah. Alabama Chief Justice Tom Parker ruled from the bench while wearing a robe in a job he actually has somehow that embryos are people. My good sir, my brother in Christ, I have one piece of bad news for you. Embryos are non-binary.
Oh,
they are neither male nor female. They are neither here nor there. They are a globagoo, not a gobagoo.
Oh shit,
a gobagoo is different. That's delicious.
Gobagooly.
Yeah, you know, they're just a globagoo. That's what an embryo is. It's just bleh. You know, if you found it on your shirt, you'd thought maybe you had a leaky sneeze. That's all I'm saying. You know, and instead we got this justice who rules that embryos are children so that the state can press charges against a lady who was working there, I think, and dropped
like
a couple
that.
And broke them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's worse because Tom Parker, Chief Justice Tom Parker, was on a QAnon conspiracy show touting the Seven Mountains Mandate, an explicitly theocratic doctrine at the heart of Christian nationalism. So he's a Klansman.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
And for Alabama.
And this Seven Mountains Mandate guy is also a QAnon conspiracy theorist. So.
Also, just think of all these women that have to like go through IVF in general. Like they're trying so hard to have a child. What if they like get pregnant and have a miscarriage and now they're in trouble because they killed a baby or whatever because the miscarriages.
Mm-hmm. Right. Like, I mean,
it's like we already had to go through all of this shit that we didn't want to, that changed our bodies, that are like that was taxing on us emotionally and physically. And then we had a miscarriage and now it's like.
Well, it's punishment on top of pain, you know, and it's punishment for a thing you didn't do. It's a thing that happened to you. It's like because I don't expect empathy from men in Texas and Alabama and in other places down there. It's basically like you're getting in a car accident. Right, that wasn't your fault, and going to jail because the cop didn't like you. I mean, what is another male equivalent we can tack to this? Maybe they'll get their fucking point through. Basically, oh, you know what it's like? It is, in a much sadder, more powerful way, but it's like somebody hitting your car in a parking lot and your insurance going up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I fucking hate that. Ben and I got kicked off insurance because of this.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what Alabama is doing with embryos.
Well, I know they were trying to pass laws again that would allow someone to sue a woman if they suspected she had induced a miscarriage.
Yeah,
which then you have to be able to prove that. Which how do you fucking prove that? But they wanted to pass these laws, and I'm sure they're passed in Texas or somewhere like that, or Missouri or something like that. But oh well, my favorite meme this week from this story was it was a dozen. Chicken eggs or a case of chicken eggs seat belted into the front seat, and the caption was, I got to take the carpool lane today.
My favorite was this couple sitting in the IRS saying, we have 3 kids and 5 embryos, so we're claiming 8 kids on our taxes.
I've got a load of potential embryos, half.
Yeah.
Can I count those? Maybe, you know? No?
No?
I did. I did. I shut down the show.
Not here.
I made everybody quiet with a sperm joke. and then just to finish, what?
Well, you're the catalyst for, you know, the embryos to actually become a person.
That's what I'm saying.
That this judge has already declared them a person, but they're only half a person because until the sperm is introduced, they don't become a person, right?
I think once embryo, it's all been introduced because you've gone from zygote to embryo.
Yeah. You're no longer an ova. You're now an embryo. Yeah. So it's all been introduced.
Let's move on to Trump. As long as we're talking about disgusting things.
Mm-hmm.
Trump says, okay, this is not me. This is Trump. But Trump says that his criminal indictments are the reason black people like him.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. And because he's getting in the sneaker game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to talk about that one a little later. But Trump's basically like, I'm a criminal and black people are criminals. So that's why they like me.
Yeah.
At which point most of the black people in America were like, the fuck now? What?
Yeah.
Pardon? So... anyway, I'm wondering
because he says what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. He says, I'm being indicted for you, the black population. Talking to that one guy, that goes to his rallies that he calls his black.
Ooh, Tim Scott. Oh.
Oh, I guess there's two guys now.
Yeah, it's two guys.
Yep.
Burgess Owens.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Fuck. You just say his name and I'm like, Mom, I'm in a bad mood.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's all right. Let's take a little break. Oh, yeah. I don't think she likes Trump. I've never seen her and Trump together.
Yeah.
I've
never seen the Tooth Bunny or Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny together. So,
you know.
Doesn't mean they're not friends.
Technically, I have.
Oh, shit, you're right. Never mind.
I think you're half of that.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a little break. We got more on the other side.
I'm Chris Jakimick. I served in the United States Air Force, and I deployed 3 times. Being a veteran, it's interwoven into your DNA, is really the absence of the connection and the purpose that can really drive a lot of veterans to some negative thoughts. For those who are in a suicidal crisis, the window of time to save somebody's life is very short. Our duty is to protect ourselves and protect our families. And one way you can do that is store your weapons safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Hey folks, Jeff here.
And Taylor.
And Tiffany.
I just wanted to talk to you for a second about Patreon. At Patreon, you get special content every week that we record. We do a show on Patreon just for you, the listener. Now, what do we get in exchange for that? Cash money.
We're not rappers. I don't know what to do that. Cash money. Money rules everything around us.
It really does. It absolutely does. Including the cost to host these shows. That's all this pays for. We don't do anything else fun with it because we still don't make enough in Patreon to cover the cost of hosting the show.
Hmm.
So why don't you join us? It's a lot of fun. We're a little more inappropriate. We're a little more ribald. We're a little more risible.
Sometimes we're a little more high.
Yes.
Definitely more high.
Definitely more high. So join us over at patreon.com/DFNmedia. Patreon.com. DEFEN Media.
For some reason, you are still listening to The Left Show. All right, then. Here's some more of that, I suppose.
I don't know. So it averages out to 4 stories per segment, per block.
Right.
I guess what I'm asking, and I'm asking you too, but I'm also asking the listening audience, is that okay? Would you guys like 4 like we do, or would you rather we spent more time on less? And keep in mind, the target-rich environment for news to make fun of is pretty vast right now. But, I mean, that's just it. Do we want to spend more time on less topics, or are we doing okay now? Because the last thing I'm going to do is stick more topics in. You know, I got a hard enough time keeping us on our hour now.
Mm-hmm.
So
we'd have to go to second shows if we did more stories, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, think about it. Pop over to theleftshow.com, and when you're done giving for the fundraiser, hit that contact button and let me know what you think. You want more of less or less of more? Yes? I think I got that right. I did. Mm-hmm. I got that right.
Mm-hmm.
So the Department of Justice went out of their way to warn Republicans that publicizing an unverified report from their shitty little FBI informant is a bad idea. They were told. Somebody went to Jim Jordan and said, hey, by the way, this dude is fucking cuckoo. And he's like, what? The most reliable CI you've ever had? And they're like, no, that's not what we said. We said he's a fucking lunatic. Don't believe anything he says. What? Everything he says is honest. Because he's like Bizarro. That's what he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like Bizarro. And so when people came up to Jim Jordan and were like, hey, by the way, you got wrestlers getting molested. He was like, oh, the opposite must be true.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am Jim Jordan, and I am a fucking moron. So the DOJ warned Republicans about publicizing an unverified report from their FBI informant. The official told lawmakers, quote, the FBI regularly receives information from sources with significant potential biases.
Mm-hmm.
Republicans had found out that a confidential human source told his FBI handler in 2020 about a Ukrainian oligarch saying he bribed Joe Biden. They demanded the Justice Department hand over the FD-1023 document that had the tip. In response to a subpoena, the Justice Department said such documents should never be made public. Oops. Warning that it could endanger their sources and that the forms generally contain unverified and incomplete information. Quote, Christopher Durnham from the FBI's Office of Congressional Affairs sent a letter in May saying, quote, recording the information does not validate the information, establish its credibility, or weigh it against other information known or developed by the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
The mere existence of such a document would establish little beyond the fact that a confidential human source provided information and the FBI wrote it down. The FBI regularly receives information from sources with significant potential biases, motivations, and knowledge, including drug traffickers, members of organized crime, and even terrorists. Republicans.
So you're just saying, like, Republicans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Or just Republicans in general. Yeah.
So Republicans, having heard the warning, said, fuck it. And did exactly the opposite.
Touted him as the most reliable witness, continued to throw conspiracy theories up on Fox News, Fox News kept saying, any day now, we're going to indict Joe Biden for this conspiracy and blah, 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 blah. And then it turns out the guy's working for Russia.
Yeah.
Oopsie daisy.
Yep. Yep.
You know, I'm just, how do you get the job of making things up? Because I'm really good at it. Della tells me I have great brain stories. Aww. I feel like I could contribute to the lies.
Mm-hmm.
For a modest amount of money.
We just have to find an FBI guy for you to be an informant to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're so hard to find. Oh, wait, that's the CIA.
Well, no, the CIA is listening, or will at least mm-hmm. read the report that the NSA writes.
Yes.
Yeah. So CIA's
fine. If you can hear me, hook me up with the FBI.
Okay. I'll see what we can do.
The CIA can hear, guys. Because the CIA can hear.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
She's got information for you. Really important information. Stuff.
Super good information.
Super good.
Mm-hmm.
I got two stories about Marjorie Taylor Greene. The first one's funny.
Love it.
The second one's fucking hysterical.
Yep.
So Greene got up, and after, which used to be my favorite, everybody loves peach tree dishes. You mm-hmm. know, and that's on her greatest hits. I get it. You know, if you're going to see the show, that's one of the ones you want her to hit. You know, it's not my favorite one of hers. My favorite was when she was trying to say indicted and said indicted instead, which mm-hmm. is a totally different thing. Look it up on yep. Urban Dictionary. So this time she says Judge Engoron. Fuck it. Judge Engorgon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Should be disrobed. Why, you Ooh. Saucy little minx, you.
Are we thirsty there?
Yeah, hey. Take off that robe. Oh, that wasn't what I wanted. No, that's me. Take off the robe. Here comes the sound effect. Yeah, the other button says dramatic piano and apparently doesn't stop. So we'll just turn that off.
Yes.
Yeah, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia went after New York Judge Arthur Engoron mm-hmm. on Thursday, demanding that he be disrobed for his $355 million business fraud verdict against Trump. Engoron ruled that Trump and his family committed business fraud by manipulating the value of assets, including inflating the value of his Florida home, Mar-a-Lago.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Trump mm-hmm. claims the property is worth upwards of $1 billion, or Engoron agreed to a Palm Beach appraiser's value of between $18 and $27 million. That is a vast gulf.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Much like reality and whatever Donald Trump thinks in a given moment. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it was obvious he inflated the prices to lower his taxes to get loans and make sales, and then deflated prices when it was time to make his tax, when it was time to do his taxes. Yeah.
Just fucking nuts. All right. That's enough of Judge Engoron. I would. If that was my name, I would change my name to that, just so I could say it like
yes.
that. All right,
yeah,
Taylor.
Sure.
This one's for you, buddy. Marjorie Taylor Greene would like women to stop tempting Christian men.
How dare she?
Making me wonder what religion her little sex guru personal trainer was.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering, because I'm like, oh, like you're...
So when you like cheat on your Christian husband with your mm-hmm. with your personal trainer sex guy, and mm-hmm. he's not a Christian,
I'm mean, where throw does this out there?
Yeah,
was she tempting him because she doesn't look like she's tempting anybody, or did he just like
lose a bet?
I bet I could plow this woman. Maybe a bet.
Maybe he lost a bet. Maybe it was a dare.
That's the old dare for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Hey. Dude, if you plow this woman, you'll have such great stories.
Which one? The one over there doing pull-ups wrong. Have you ever seen yep. the video of her doing pull-ups?
Yep.
Yeah.
No.
She does CrossFit. Surprise, surprise.
One time, at Comic-Con, my sister-in-law did the pull-up challenge with the Army people. They asked her to stop because she was overshadowing them. Like, they didn't think that she could do them. And she did, like, 20, and they're like, okay, you can stop. And so, like, she's like, I can do more.
Mm-hmm. One-handed.
They're just like, no. They're just like, no, you're fine.
Please stop.
Yep, I like that. Marjorie Taylor Greene says that Christian women should be dressing nice and feminine in efforts to avoid tempting Christian men. Long-faced backlash from both Democrats and Republicans over comments about Christianity. She was assailed for selling proud Christian nationalist T-shirts and saying during a 2022 Turning Point USA event that Christians should, quote, live our lives and vote like we are nationalists.
Yep. Woo!
That's a statement.
You guys have seen the recreation they did of the Neanderthal woman? It looks just like Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just throwing that out there. I was just wondering if you guys had seen that she looks like fucking twin. She says, if you are a conservative and a Christian, you know you don't have to express yourself in sexual ways. Said the lady who cheated on her husband with a guy that, no shit, was wearing gold lamé pants. Gold lamé pants!
I don't mean to slut shame.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't mean to slut shame, but maybe she should cover her shoulders more often.
Yeah, and her arms are all out there for everyone to see.
Yeah.
You know?
A little slut, if you ask me, or a junior high kid.
Yep.
Yep.
Or junior high principal, I don't know.
Yep. Okay, let's see. Where do we get to? Don't have to express yourself in sexual ways, and you know you are attractive by dressing nice and feminine, and you could be beautiful and modest at the same time. Deep down, I think she's talking about Boebert.
Yeah.
I think
100% she is.
Yeah, this is a swing at the hand job bandit.
I think it is. I think Lauren's turning a few more heads than she is in the at the house, and so she's like, "Hey, everybody should start dressing modestly, so I get attention again."
Both of them are such pick me girls.
Oh, they are. Totally are.
She finished off with, "Men will respect you more and think of you more highly than just a sexual object for gratification." It's also good to not tempt your Christian brothers and cause them to stumble. Yeah, again, what religion was her trainer guy? You know? Or is this her lessons learned tour? You know? Because you heard Boebert, when Boebert got caught, her go-to was, oh, that's what I get for going to on a date with a Democrat. And it's like,
oh, yeah.
You grabbed his bits, you vaped, you swore, and you said, you know, do you know who I am? And you took his hand, the video shows, and put it on your boobs.
Mm-hmm.
All he did was go with you to the theater, and then you gave him
a handy.
Okay, we'll go with a handy. I was going to say a happy ending, but I don't know that they got that far. But yeah, she's like, oh, well, I should have checked to see whether or not he was, you know, going to be into this. So I got to date guys that aren't into my advances.
Yeah, did she even ask for consent?
No, I bet she did not.
Take it.
No, I'm sure she, you know, just went, you know, business as usual for her.
Yeah, it didn't look like he wanted to. Like, he was just like, oh, okay.
I don't want to make a scene.
Really? In public? Okay.
I mean, you know, I like boobs. That's what we needed, was more fight from him. So that when she blamed him for being a Democrat, we're like, see, Democrats know not to get busy in theaters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then they'll pull out Paul Rubens and we'll go, no. No, her.
No, Boebert. No, don't pay attention to that man.
Yeah. Republicans are suddenly realizing that Alabama's IVF ruling is bad for them. They're starting to get the calls, and they're starting to get the letters, and they're starting to get the tweets of people going, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
It turns out that making it harder to conceive is a losing issue among voters. Support for fertility treatments is high across the political spectrum. In a memo circulated among Republicans and obtained by the New York Times and Politico, GOP operative Kellyanne Conway, of all fucking people, her consulting firm said it found that 78% of voters who identify as pro-life support greater access to IVF. Polling from Pew Research shows that 60% of Republican women say that health insurance should cover fertility treatments. Now Republicans are scrambling to put out a fire that they lit with the Dobbs decision.
Yep.
They did it. The building's on fire because of them.
How does it feel for them to have to go out of state for medical care, womanly medical care?
Yep.
How does it feel for them?
Yep.
They have to leave the state now, too.
Yep.
Mm. How the tables have turned.
Alabama Governor Kay Ivey. Oh, I do not like this lady. said on Friday she supports, quote, some couples hoping and praying to be parents who utilize IVF. She said she and GOP state lawmakers, quote, are working on a solution to ensure we protect those families and life itself. No, you did this. This guy's your guy. You guys, you fucking put him there. He's your fault. And he's the one running around talking about the, what, seven-something solution, which is basically no more IVF, no more birth control, no more abortion, no punishment for rape and incest, no punishment for rape. I mean, it's your agenda. You're getting what you asked for, what you wanted, what fucking the Heritage Foundation has said they were going to do. You put them in charge of all your shit, and now they're doing what they said they were going to do. All this is a smaller piece of what is the nightmare of the 2025 plan they've put together. You know, this is just something bad that's about to happen. And I don't know that anybody can stop it yet.
Not to mention, by some couple, she means not anybody queer.
Or black. Or Hispanic.
Or black. No.
Yeah.
I mean, this is Alabama. Or black. Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, it's Alabama. That's probably exactly what she means.
Mm-hmm.
Now I think about it. All right, look, let's take another little break and we get back on the other side. We're going to talk more about people's issues. We've done court. We've done Republicans. Now I'm going to make it sad. We'll be back in a minute.
Good.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
My son, Ricky, took his life by the use of a firearm. It broke me, and I contemplated suicide. My grandson, I was going to have to be here for him. I still own my firearm. I keep it in a safe because I want to keep my grandson and myself safe.
Store your guns locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
This week on the world's greatest comic book podcast, we remember Pamela Salem, Tony Gannios, and Henry Fambro.
Gone before their time?
Geralt will return for The Witcher number 4.
That's good. He's real, real pretty, you guys.
In moving pictures, Tracker episodes are being broadcast out of order. Disney has sold a major part of its movie business to Sony. The Fantastic Four is undergoing last-minute rewrites. In comics, Marvel announced another Wolverine and Deadpool team-up.
Wait, did they listen to our podcast, you guys?
EC Comics are returning.
I don't have a Crypt Keeper in my toolbox.
DC is moving back to Wednesdays. We review The Avengers, Firepower, Kill Your Darlings, and Blasphemous. All that and Brandon Roth returns. Face Front, True Believers, it's the world's greatest comic book podcast. Available Tuesdays at thecomicbookpodcast.com and everywhere podcasts can be found.
You know, it's not everywhere. It's a lot of places. But it's not everywhere. You know what to do. I have no idea how to seeg into this one. Mm-hmm. So there's no good direction to come, but basically, as far as we can tell at this point, a lovely young non-binary person was basically murdered by mean girls in an Oklahoma high school.
Yep.
That's what we know so far. It was the head of Libs of TikTok, who is a fucking lunatic woman, lives in California, was put on the board, the school board in Oklahoma, by its new superintendent.
Yes.
Even though she doesn't live in the state. There was a hang on just a sec. Will you let them in? I just can't sit there and listen to him fucking yap. Sorry, gang. It's the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
They will not be quiet. Anyway, this superintendent, bad guy. The lady from Lives of TikTok, bad guy. Right? Mm-hmm. The mean girls, bad parents. Probably bad people, too. I don't know them. But if your idea of acceptable behavior is for a bunch of you to beat up and murder a kid because they're different than you, chances are your parents are garbage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you are absolute garbage. They are also garbage because they're the ones that built you. I mean, that's really what it was. She was beaten basically unconscious. A teacher broke it up. It was 10 minutes, it's estimated, before she could even stand enough with help to get up and leave the bathroom. She was taken to the office. An ambulance wasn't called. The cops weren't called. Her grandmother was called. So she left with her grandmother. They left with the grandmother. No excuse. I just fuck up pronouns from time to time because I'm old. So they end up in the hospital. The hospital blows them off and sends them home. And it gets worse and worse and worse. And they go back to the hospital. And then this beautiful kid fucking dies. And it's from political propaganda.
Yeah.
It's from horse shit like fucking, you know, goddamn Cox. You know, standing up this week and talking about what he talked about, which we're going to talk about here in just a minute. Because fuck that guy.
Mm-hmm.
This is Republicans. This is a very high profile murder of a child, because the parents are too fucking thick and stupid and religious to teach their kids. Well, I don't know what I'm looking for. Jesus stuff from the Bible. As opposed to all the other, you know, Levitical horse shit. You know? Oh, Jesus said it? Well, he's too woke. Great. Enjoy your Christ time when he comes back. You know?
Well, where I get pissed off with this is that I had to learn about this. So, Nex's memorial service was on the 15th of February. That's when I learned about this through threads via someone posting up something from an LGBTQ news site. This was not covered at all by local news in Oklahoma or by national news. And this is a big story. And they just fucking ignored it. One, Nex is Native American. They always get ignored by the press.
Yep.
And two, Nex is non-binary. Also always ignored by the press because they can't handle the pronouns probably. But it's like, you fucking idiots.
This didn't have to happen. There's no reason for this to have happened. There's no justification for this happening. This is three or four terrible fucking people that have all gotten together to contribute to the death of a kid, of a child.
Mm-hmm. And this is a form of terrorism that is, I can't remember the name of it. There's actually a name for it. They've a term for it, but there's a form of terrorism where ordinary people, ordinary citizens, start committing acts of terror because of propaganda that is spewed out for him. We saw it with the Klein thing here in this state when she goes down someone and the first things posted were, oh, this is going to happen, you know?
Yeah. Well, according to Max Planck, I'm going to go with Planck.
Yep.
According to the Max Planck Institute for the Study of Crime, Security, and Law, stochastic terrorism.
That's it.
Yep. Involves the use of mass media to provoke random acts of ideologically motivated violence that are statistically mm-hmm. predictable, but individually unpredictable.
Mm-hmm.
Self-described stochastic terrorist and January 6th Capitol rioter, Shia Reichick, owner of the social media account Libs of TikTok, has become infamous for her viral harassment and moral panic campaigns targeting minorities with an emphasis on vilifying LGBTQ plus existence. Since 2022, Reichick's posts targeting advocates for and members of the LGBTQ plus community have been followed with a deluge of violent death threats, including lynching threats against the Los Angeles Unified School District. Children's hospitals and school districts in the crosshairs of Reichick and her devoted fans have collectively suffered over 20 bomb threats so far, according to various law enforcement agencies. Detective Dvorak of the Coralville Police Department, who investigated one of the bomb threats against a junior high school in her city, told superiors that, quote, it appears this all stems from a post made earlier this week by Chaya Rachik and her Libs of TikTok account.
Mm-hmm.
So she's all over fucking Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And the far left superintendent, Ryan Walters, put her on the school board.
Yep.
Oklahoma's Attorney General, Gentner Drummond. Gentner? Gentner.
Gentner. Okay.
No wonder he's pissed. stating that proposed rules to ban LGBTQ plus books and content are, quote, unconstitutional and cannot be enforced. It's been confirmed that Rachick's posts have fueled multiple bomb threats against schools, specifically in Oklahoma. And her horseshit, her whatever the fuck her mission's all about,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
It's killed a kid. And I think that's one of the important things that a lot of these Republicans don't understand is that when they get up and they say words, even though they're just fucking Republicans and everybody should know better, because they're lawmakers, because they're involved in lawmaking, because they're involved in official posts, because they're involved in this sort of thing, there is a gravitas that comes with the words that they say, especially to the slow and dim-witted. So when Governor Cox went to a fucking meeting this last week, responded to the transgender community by saying that gender-affirming healthcare is genital mutilation surgery. I am not pounding on the desk right now because Tiffany told me it sounds awful in the earphones, but
mm-hmm.
I want to pound on the desk. Cox made that statement Wednesday in D.C. during a Disagree Better event.
That's not disagreeing better.
No, that's bullshit. He's heard the argument. Bullshit. He's met these children and their fucking families. He has spent time mm-hmm. with them. He has lied to them. He has blown smoke up their ass about him mm-hmm. not being a complete fucking useless tool of a human being.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
he looked these kids in the eye and he gave them nothing but bullshit.
Yep.
You know, I hear people of my generation asking why kids don't like us. It's because we're fucking awful. And have been for quite a long time.
Yep.
So anyway, everybody got pissed and he's like, well, okay, I'll walk it back a little bit. He responded to the transgender community on Thursday in a statement saying Governor Cox misunderstood a question and was not happy with his answer. Bullshit, 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 bullshit. I have listened to the fucking video. It could not be clearer that what he was doing was escalating the conversation
mm-hmm.
into this kind of horse shit. No one under 18 years of age in Utah has been given genital surgery. It's against the law.
Yep.
Okay. We'll do some hormone blockers. We may even do a top surgery or two.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody's going down, and it's the Republicans' fucking obsession with children's genitals that is just so goddamn disturbing.
But it's so creepy because they are so focused on children's
bits.
Yeah. It's all about the children. We're worried about the children. It's like, this has nothing to do with children.
We don't want to be thinking about the children's bits when they're going through this, but we're going to constantly think about it.
And when it comes to the top surgery, wasn't there a huge bunch of hoops you guys had to jump through, Jeff, to...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for 3 years.
Ridiculous number. Yeah, yep. Ridiculous amount of hoops.
Yep.
Just to get help, just to get top surgery. It's like, what the fuck?
So Equality Utah put out a statement. Last night in Washington, D.C., Governor Cox made statements about transgender care that were factually inaccurate. Even before mm-hmm. Utah's moratorium on transgender medical care, genital surgeries for youth simply did not happen. In order to disagree better, it's important that the language our leaders use be factual and not inflammatory. In his recent comments, Governor Cox missed the mark on both counts. They were hurtful to the transgender community.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to challenge Governor Cox to hold true to his Disagree Better initiative. We're not going to blast him or shun him. I am. They're not.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to invite him into deeper dialogue and face-to-face engagement with LGBTQ Utahns. Well, what? He'll just lie to them, too. You know? I mean, that's what it is.
I'm an ally for so long, toting him, like, always saying how he was an ally for that. It's like, oh, no, mm-hmm. I can't do anything, so I might as well do nothing.
Well, you heard, we talked about it, I think, 2-3 weeks ago. It was Cox signing the proposition for Black History Month by talking about how important diversity and inclusion are 2 days after he signed the bill that made diversity and inclusion, equality mm-hmm. and inclusion, against the law in Utah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, this dude, he's fucking duplicitous. He's a lion sack of shit. I know whoever comes after him is going to be worse, but I really can't wait to see him fucking lose in a primary, you know? I really can't. I want to watch him cry. I want to watch him cry. And when he cries, I'm going to point and I'm going to laugh. And I know that there are a lot of lefties in Utah that don't think that's proper behavior. But you know what? This motherfucker is trying to kill kids. And as far as I'm concerned, a point and a laugh is far less than he fucking deserves. Goddamn murder Agreed. Cheerleader.
Yep.
Finally, as he closes the tab on accident.
Oh, I would also say that when it comes to Cox, you can talk to him all you want. Equality Utah, he spoke his actual belief yep. that it is genital mutilation. That was not a gaffe. That was not I regret saying that. He said the quiet part out loud, period. That is what he believes. You're changing that is going to be very difficult, if possible at all, if yep. at all possible.
Yep. Yeah. To finish up, a follow-up on a story that we talked about, I think 2 weeks ago, Utah Board of Education member Natalie Klein, who has now been censured for all the fucking good that'll do. She has been mm-hmm. asked by city after city council to fucking resign.
Yep.
People want her to go away. The only thing is that the Republicans don't have sack enough and don't disagree with what she did to do anything but censure her.
Yep.
You know, calls have been going out for her to be impeached for what she did. And again, I say that the protest is a little extra salty because she was mean to a cis girl.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why most of these people are upset.
Yes.
Had she done this to a trans kid, everybody in this fucking state, for the most part, that's not listening to this show, would have been fine with it.
They would have given her a medal. They would have given her a standing ovation.
Yep, Cox would have been the goddamn baton thrower at the front of the band that was at the parade.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's time that I ran for school board. Because I've always talked about it. Like, I've always wanted to do it. I don't know how to do things, though. And I don't know when the elections are.
Hey, I'm
like,
right here.
For school board specifically.
Can you
but
see
I
me?
Think, like, I've always... Yeah, I see you. But I've always talked to Ben about it, other people about it. But, like, I want to run for school board because I have a five-year-old, and I want to make this better.
You know what? You and I are going to have a conversation here in the next few days. Mm-hmm. You're a little late to file for anything this year, but I'm looking for the future.
Yeah, it's
like
2026, right?
That just depends on the seat. We'll see.
Yeah.
Okay. I will find out for you.
Cool.
I will probably build you a logo before the week is out.
Yeah, like the problem also is I've just never really understood when the voting happens, like when the elections start, because they're just so... Because, like, I feel like I get different answers all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, there are different answers all the time. Like, we're voting in a primary right now. Here, look, it's going out tomorrow.
You know? There you go.
I wonder if I didn't get anything.
So, well, I'm registered as a Democrat, so I get the Democrat mail. So I get to vote for Joe Biden again. And I'm fine with it.
I'm registered as a Republican.
Yeah, so you're not going to, you won't get a Democratic ballot.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm registered as an independent, so I can vote, but they aren't necessarily sending it to me.
Yeah.
Good job.
Cause I took my name off of the Democratic rolls after they betrayed me last year.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like this headline. Klein complains city council calls for her to resign or negatively impacting her. I'm like, no, honey, you're negatively impacting you.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it. You're the one, this is your fault.
In a letter addressed to multiple city and district officials, Klein wrote, your resolution is unprecedented. Last week you passed a resolution condemning me. Your resolution is unprecedented. Your resolution contains baseless claims and factual inaccuracies and does not explain the legal basis for its accusations against me. Well, you
just
did
because
it.
You took the tweet down doesn't mean it's not still out there.
Yep. She says, as you can imagine, your misleading resolution negatively impacts several facets of my life and will hang over me indefinitely. Good. Also, no one can assume my opponent will use your resolution against me in my bid for re-election. They should.
Mm-hmm.
Please direct me to the appeals process so I can quickly file a formal request for appeal. Shut up. I understand you're busy, but please respond to this email by 5 p.m. Wednesday, February 21st. Go fuck yourself.
Yep.
You did this. You did it. And the fact that you think you did nothing wrong points to not only the narcissism that is obviously running your base, you know, but the fucking churchy fed lunacy that makes you think you got a right to act like this. You know, again, I ask you, how many atheists are out there fighting against LGBTQ rights? And at the same time, how many atheists are out there, you know, still standing up for your right to worship the way you want to?
Mm-hmm.
All we're saying is you can't make me do it. And that's where we get the disconnect. That's where we get the fucking fight right now. Is they're like, well, I want to make you do it. And that's really what it comes down to. A quote from Twitter on this one. It says, if you make it out of the general election, I will continue to critically evaluate your performance. Sending off this email without the correct facts balances recklessness and laziness. We deserve better. Your obedient servant, Castle Member Brown. Saying also, I don't give a damn about her re-election status. I care about the well-being of the students she's supposed to represent. And will support whoever runs against her in a primary. If you make it out of the primary, I will support whoever runs against you in the general election.
Word.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Good for you, Brown.
Mm-hmm.
All right, gang, that's the show. We're going to go do a Patreon now. For those that may not know, patreon.com/defendmedia. DEFEN Media. It's where we go every week that we record, and we do extra bonus content for those that are part of our Patreon squad. It's getting bigger. We got a new member this week. Yay! You can join us over there. You know, everything we get from Patreon goes to pay basically for our bandwidth bill. And then on a personal note, as we close out the show, if anybody that listens is an expert with AWS, I have several questions and I need some help. So please reach out to me. Facebook's a good way. All right. Anything else from you guys?
Mm-mm. No.
Nope. All right. Let's all do what the British lady
says. If you've made it this far, you might as well join us on Patreon. Patreon.com/DFEN Media. This episode and more always available at www.theleftshow.com.